Okay. Where are you based?
Kalamazoo, Michigan.
All right.
How about you? You're out in Southern
I'm
California, right?
in La Jolla.
La Jolla. It's
Right.
not a bad place to be.
Not bad. How long have you been doing this web podcast?
Since July of 2019.
And how many listeners do you have?
It depends on the episode. I think
What's your
that
average?
the highest is right now 271, and the lowest is in the 30s, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well.
I do it for myself, really, not for listenership, which is maybe why I've never tried to grow listenership in any from a like a putting out what's popular. It's more about what's interesting to me. And how did you hear about me?
I'm afraid this may be deflationary. I bought a list of podcasts in philosophy, climate, and environment, and I think got 300 podcasts, and did a mail merge to them.
Nice.
And I'm surprised. I'm pleased by the level of interest. I think I'm doing about 20 podcasts, all in all.
Not bad, out of
A lot of
300.
them in Europe. A lot of them in England or Britain.
Really?
As a, yeah, yeah,
Interesting.
yeah.
Cool.
A whole wide range from, standard analytic philosophy to spiritualism to environmentally oriented to forest management to some slightly surprising ones like managing bipolar disease. I don't quite know how what I do fits with that.
Well, what they say is all press is good press, right?
I guess so. And I did one last week called Spiritual Gardening. So I thought it was about gardening, but it was just about spiritualism. But we had a good conversation. I thought it might be discovered because there is a whole movement in Britain for psychotherapy through gardening or through nature.
Really?
So I thought that that's what it was, but it turned out not to be. But it
Okay.
went fine.
Catchy name though.
So, yeah. Yeah.
So for the purposes of the podcast, do you want to be introduced in any specific way?
You can introduce me as Martin Bunsell, professor of philosophy emeritus from Rutgers University.
Okay.
That would be fine.
Okay. Great. Well, the format of the podcast, have you listened to any of the episodes? I assume not. If you've talked to,
I've
if you're
not,
looking
no,
at 300 different
yeah.
podcasts, I'm
Well,
sure you didn't take the time to listen to everybody.
no, but I did look at it today. I didn't get a chance to listen. I did look at the episodes to get a feel of what you do. So I understand. I think I understand what you're interested in.
Great. Yep. Yeah, it's a there's no specific length I'm trying to keep things. There's no agenda as far as where I want to take the conversation. I basically just ask a first question. And then when something sounds interesting, I ask more questions and the conversation kind of goes from there.
So what's the length you have in mind
I have
in general?
nothing specific in mind.
Okay. What's the but you brought the you edit and then you edit this. Is that what you do?
It depends. So
Okay.
I've had episodes that are like 2 hours long, and then I've
Okay.
had episodes that are 13 minutes. Sometimes I'll
Okay.
break episodes into bits, and sometimes I'll keep it all together. But I don't spend a lot of time producing the episodes to try and make them fit a specific narrative or a specific story. It's really more of a long term, long form conversation.
Right, but if I say something especially inarticulate and want to restate it, we can do that. Is that right?
Sure. Yeah. I mean, it might sound like if you tell me, hey, I want you to edit that out, it might sound like a funny edit when I do the edits. I would encourage you just to say, I want to restate that in a different
That's
way.
fine.
But I you one kind of overarching guiding principle of the podcast is, if at any time I ask a question you don't want to answer, feel free to just say, I don't want to answer that, or I can't answer that, or something like that.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
And then, are you going to mention the book, or do you want me to mention the book? Because I know you're not doing a book interview.
Yeah. So definitely at the end, I'll leave some space for you to talk about anything you want to talk about related to the book, okay, to yourself, to other projects you have going on. I think the book will probably come up in the conversation. Again, this is half of this is your interview. So feel free to, you know, tell the story you want to tell about the book. I think getting to know you hopefully will get help me get to know the reasons for your book as well.
Okay.
Any other questions?
Nope.
All right. Professor of philosophy emeritus, right?
Right. At Rutgers University.
Right. Got it. Okay. All right. I'll do a little intro here and we'll get going.
Great.
So that was it for today's mini episode, really, of the podcast. I just wanted to provide those listeners who listen to a lot of episodes what it's like for me and for the guest before we start the actual interview. For context, me and Martin, prior to that interview, had emailed like twice. So really that 6-minute conversation was us talking about what we were going to talk about. And that's all I wanted to share today. Hope you enjoyed it, and catch you next time.